So we are at 1:45. I'm going to look down at our secretary to see if we have any other items that we could go to. If not, we may be at ease until 2 o'clock to allow folks the opportunity to join us at the posted 2 o'clock time.
Madam Chair, I believe Adam Calista is sitting in the audience. If we can have him come up and bring a team. We can do that in about 15 minutes if you'd like.
Sure, let's do that. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Rowling, Adam Calista, Planning and Development Administrator. For you today, I have agenda item number 18, which is an update on the DOT collector road funding. Page 94 in your commission booklets, there is a list that was provided to the DOT commission last week. Deputy Secretary Simpson and I attended the DOT commission meeting last week, and according to our 2001 agreement with the Department of Transportation, we are required to annually come to their commission, provide an annual report, and then provide a list of projects for them to approve as a DOT commission for us to move forward with the $2.8 million of funding that was approved in that 2001 agreement with the Department of Transportation. And then it's our responsibility to bring this forward to this body to then inform this group and allow this commission to be able to take any action deemed necessary to go ahead and give us the permission to go ahead with the projects. So before you today is just a list of the projects. Three separate categories on this list. We have the funded projects from the state fiscal year FY24 budget. I will note that we have performed approximately $2.3 million of that work to date that we have expended. We did our first reimbursement collection from the Department of Transportation this year, and we look to finish that project, those projects by the end of this coming fiscal year, at the ending in June, to have all those expenses paid for and then the final reimbursement request sent over to the Department of Transportation. A bulk of that is we are replacing a section of the bypass road at Oakwood State Park. And that is the majority of the funding that's left to finish up the $2.8 million from fiscal year 24. The second portion of that list is the recommended proposal that was in our state fiscal budget for FY25 projects. And then and lastly down there, we have an alternate list of projects that we deem necessary to allow the opportunity for us to take advantage of the potential for projects that may come in under budget. And then we have a list of projects that we can push play on, that we can go ahead and maximize the use of those dollars and make sure that we get them spent, because the dollars are use it or lose it with the Department of Transportation. If we do not use them all within the fiscal year, they have to be reverted back to the Department of Transportation, and so we try to maximize and use every penny of that $2.8 million. And so with that, this is just an informational item, and I'd stand by for any questions.
Very good. Any questions for Adam or comments? Adam, as we look at the fiscal year 24, kind of at the top there, all of these that go down, just clarify for me, are these that are still being worked on? Some of these are done. Some of these will be done by the end of 2024.
Yes. So the list that you have in front of you has the projects with the current expenses that we've already paid for. And so not all of those are done. There is the Oakwood project is on there. We have spent $139,000, but the bulk of that contract is yet to be spent to be finished this coming year.
Okay. Helps me. Thank you. Additional questions or comments? Seeing none, very good. I think the information you provided is well done. All right. We are at 1:50. We're just going to, unless Secretary, you want to continue with Adam to move down to 19?
Yeah, we can.
Are you ready to handle 19, Adam?
Madam Chair, I'd be honored to.
Very good. Thank you for doing so.
Chris, pull up the presentation for me, please. Madam Chair, Secretary Rowley, Commissioners. Again, Adam Calista, Planning and Development Administrator, just here to provide a real quick update on American Rescue Plan Act funding that the state of South Dakota received from the federal government. I just want to provide a little bit of background and then a couple specific updates on kind of where we're at and the status of those things. Go ahead to the next slide, Chris. So a little bit of background here. The American Rescue Plan Act was signed into law by Congress back in 2021. The exact details of which were not ironed out until later when the state of South Dakota received their allotment of funding and then received the parameters of which the federal government put on it in order to clarify how these funds were to be spent, what types of projects were eligible for these monies, etc. And the state of South Dakota then allocated through our state legislative process approximately $60 million back in the 2022 legislative session, which $17 million was earmarked for the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. This past legislative session, we also received an additional $400,000, and those dollars were asked by each of the departments to come up with several months ago before the session started. Say, hey, do you know of any known overages on any of the projects that you had originally submitted in the projects list that were approved? And at that time, with what we knew with the projects that we had in place, there was only one identified project that we knew for sure that was going to be underfunded. And so this past legislative session, there was an extra $400,000 that we were provided. So we're at $17.4 million of American Rescue Plan dollars that, again, are specifically earmarked for water and wastewater sewer projects. And so the process was we had to get these projects approved and vetted through the Department of Ag and Natural Resources. And once they were approved for eligibility, then we have the flexibility then to take those monies with the approved list that we have vetted by Danner to go ahead and shift the monies around accordingly. If some projects were over or underfunded, we could move those monies around. So we have some flexibility with the $17.4 million. Next slide, Chris. And so just a quick brief update, that original list that we, again, were vetted through the Department of Ag and Natural Resources, we pared it down by combining some projects that were, there were multiple projects in some parks. It was easier for the paperwork with the Office of State Engineering and the reporting requirements to sometimes bundle a couple of those items that we had in the same parks. And so that list boiled down to a list of 42 eligible water and sewer projects. And in your commission booklet, page 95, you have a list of those. And today I just want to update you on kind of where we're at progress-wise with those projects and with those fundings. 20% of the projects are now complete. 45% of the projects are under some form of contract, whether that's a consultant firm performing design work or actually under construction contract. And then the remaining projects we are diligently working on with our staff and the Office of State Engineering to get under contract, because by law, the requirement is that these monies have to be under contract by the end of this calendar year. So December of this calendar year, projects have to be under some sort of contract in order to be approved to use the monies. And it doesn't have to be completed at the end of this calendar year, but we have until the end of the calendar year 26 to complete the projects, but they do have to be under contract by the end of this year. And through that process, we've identified some additional projects that have come up since the original project list back several years ago that we are doing the same process. We're getting them vetted through the Department of Ag and Natural Resources that should we have, again, projects that come in under budget, that we are able to push play on some of those additional projects that, again, meet the requirements or have been vetted through the Department of Ag and Natural Resources and are eligible. Year-to-date, we're approximately have spent $3.5 million of that $17.4 million, and we have approximately $5 million additional dollars under contract, and so there is still a long ways to go, but I can assure the commission that this is one of the highest priorities for the department to get these money spent. And between my team and our engineering staff, it's all hands on deck to try to get all these money spent, and so we will be working on that very diligently over the next several months to get those out the door. Next slide, please. So completed projects. Again, water and sewer are the eligibility requirements, and we've got a lot of things in our parks, and I just wanted to highlight a couple of the high-level ones. One of the larger dollar projects that we do have already complete was a complete new lagoon system at Rocky Point Recreation Area, where we also did a dump station expansion, and you'll be able to see that in the picture there, that we added some extra room in the dump station to allow for the bigger, larger truck and trailer combos. And we had a failing old system, drain field system, that was no longer meeting the requirements from the Department of Ag and Natural Resources. And so it was decided to, that the best thing to do was to put a lagoon system in there, and that project is now complete. Next slide, please. The next group of projects are the ones that I mentioned that we've got several under contract. Wanted to highlight one of the larger ones. Just signed this under contract here within the last couple weeks, putting a new dump fish cleaning station in at Snake Creek Recreation Area. This is kind of going tandem with our Highway 44 bridge replacement project, where the dump station, the current dump station was being displaced by the new bridge project. And so we identified the location just a couple miles east of the current location, and that project is now under contract to build a brand new dump and fish cleaning station. And so we've got other larger projects underway, but this is it's one example, one I wanted to highlight. And several of the projects that are underway fit kind of the same narrative. We've got some dump station projects, water line, lift stations, drain fields, again, those projects that are eligible for these requirements, which has been a real shot in the arm for us to be able to address some of these things of aging infrastructure. Okay, go ahead, Chris. And then the next group of them that are not currently under construction contract, but our engineers are looking at them, or we have a consultant looking at them, and we're designing them. We've got large projects that are looking to be kicked out the door here very quickly at Farm Island, Oahe Downstream, Fort Sisseton, and Platte Creek. These are a combination of either dump station expansions, relocations of dump stations, lagoon sewer system work, those kinds of things. Next slide, please. And I also mentioned that we're adding additional projects, and again, those fall along the lines of the same type of thing, water, wastewater, sewer-type projects. Just a couple of photos here of waterline infrastructure or dump station infrastructure-type things that we're looking at getting approved through the Danner process, and then being able to push play on those and get the projects under contract by the end of the calendar year. And with that, Madam Chair, that's all I have for you today, and we'll stand by for any questions.
Very good. Any questions, comments?
Back on your previous agenda, item number 18 there, you give us a list of all the projects and stuff, and that $2.8 million, and you get all the projects listed down. What's the process for that, those projects to be put on that list, and who... I mean, I'm sure there's more projects that were considered than what's on here. How do you come down to decide which ones are getting funded and who proposes that?
Commissioner Beast, thank you for that question. Quite a lengthy process. My team and I, the planning team and I, as far as the eligible roads that are within our park system, I would say that those have to compete against each other, and we prioritize those based on volume of traffic, how poor quality the road surface is in, those kinds of things. And then maybe a different approach with our county and township partnerships, where we're looking at those on a case-by-case basis, again, competing against each other, seeing how well the proposal from those local entities is, and based on our traffic count data, whether or not we feel we're justified in granting the requests that come from those local governments, because we were tasked with that by the Department of Transportation, that we're asking you and counting on you guys to try to stretch these dollars as much as you can. So we use traffic count data to try to determine what's a fair and reasonable value with our partnerships, and then basing on the requests that come in and the timing that they come in, they'll have to compete against each other and along with our projects.
So like some of these contributing roads, you guys actually put traffic counters on those to see, or any cameras to see if it's tours coming in, or is it increase in local traffic, or how do you determine, we spend a lot of money on these contributing roads, but maybe some of them we're not adding the traffic to it, but we're funding them. How do we determine that on it, where that money goes to these roads? Do we keep track of what's actually using them, or...
Commissioner Beast, thank you for that question. Yes, again, unique circumstances for all of them. We probably can't put traffic counters on every single road where that may be applicable, but I'll use a couple of examples. Maybe somewhere closer to your neck of the woods, the Chef's Canyon Road, for example, we've got a traffic counter right off the highway, and then we've got a traffic counter that enters the recreation area. And so we'll be able to distinguish the numbers based on those traffic counts of, determining Within a fair, reasonable percentage on what we determine to be the local traffic use versus the use that's going in and using the recreation area. So that's what we're basing our decisions off. We have to have some kind of baseline to base kind of some of these decisions off of. So that's just one example. But we use that same type of example for other roads. And typically across the state, what we do is we try to identify the one path of the shortest distance from whatever a state highway system to get to the recreation area, right? So if there's multiple ways to get into the park, we try to identify that one road section that's the shortest road, that's the most likely road to be used by our users, and we try to facilitate traffic and try to help our counties and township partners to get people to use that short distance so that they're not contributing traffic to other roads that may also lead into the park.
Thanks.
Additional questions? Commissioner Lockton.
Commissioner Lockton, I'm just curious, who's doing the engineering on this? Is that done in-house, specifically on the water and sewer, not on the roads?
Commissioner Lockton, thank you for that question. A combination of both. Working with the engineering section, myself and the Office of State Engineering, we sat down, prioritized the list, and determined which projects we have the ability to do in-house, which projects do we have the ability to allow our staff some flexibility to go ahead and work with local contractors, as long as those expected expenses are to be under $100,000, we can work locally and get a request for a proposal locally from a local contractor. But yes, we work tandem with our engineering section to determine which ones, you know, require that level of expertise where we need to bring some outside help in, and where we can use our own staff accordingly.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, thank you for coming forward with both of those. We appreciate it. With that, we are